You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
As we look to ignite growth in a post-lockdown economy, the issue of property rights is once again on investors' radar screens. As government touts much-needed energy reforms, land reform continues to leave investors watching the investment watering hole like anxious giraffe waiting for the predators to move out of the long grass. Business Leadership South Africa and the Free Market Foundation are hosting a joint webinar on this topic on Wednesday to talk about expropriation without compensation and post-lockdown South Africa turning a disaster into an opportunity. And to find out how that might happen, I'm joined by Martin van Staden, the FMF's head of legal policy and research. Martin, welcome. Our country is indeed suffering under the weight of this economic collapse from COVID-19, and EWC, as it's known, the erosion of property rights, remains a government priority. Now, speaking to former ABSA CEO Maria Ramos a while ago, she was rather more sanguine about the whole thing, saying that more clearly defining the conditions under which property can be expropriated without compensation would actually support economic growth by providing greater clarity and certainty. What do you make of that reasoning?
Well, I think as a first matter, the idea of amending the Constitution is totally unnecessary and a bad move. But if we're doing it, then she is totally correct. Then it needs to be under very clearly defined circumstances. And unfortunately, the Constitution 18th Amendment Bill, which is the current version of the proposed amendment to bring about EWC in South Africa, does not do that. It simply says that Parliament can define in national legislation when government may expropriate property without compensation, and then the courts will play a role in that and determine whether those conditions have been met. But the ANC has since then said that it wants to remove that role for the courts and replace it with an executive determination. Of course, the courts will still be able to review it, but the courts won't be able to decide. So currently, there is a hell of a lot of uncertainty around it. And first prize is still that the amendment is abandoned. That doesn't seem to be on the cards. But second prize, and that's how you turn this into an opportunity, is to define very strictly under which circumstance the property may be expropriated without compensation in the Constitution itself. So the amendment bill will need to be changed, and those conditions will need to be put in there. So we're not seeing that yet, but that's what we're hoping for if the government is serious about attracting investment.
Because there are all sorts of questions still hanging over this. Who will get the land? How will they get the land? There are many elements to this that remain unanswered. What is the opportunity that you see arising from this? If we do, as you said, in an amendment to the law as it currently stands, rather more clearly define under which those circumstances are that land can be expropriated, do you see this hopefully for once putting the land issue and the land question not to bed, because I think that's probably a little bit too optimistic, but at least to be able to package it in such a way that foreign and local investors would have comfort in South Africa?
Yes, so the opportunity lies in if government realizes that it already has the power to speed up land reform, and that is by ensuring 10-year security for those who live on municipal-owned land and those who live in rural land on mostly state-owned land. So I'm not sure of the exact numbers, but the government owns vast amounts of property, especially in the east of South Africa. And if the amendment is changed to say that government land owned and not utilized efficiently by state corporations, for instance, and so forth, that would become the target of expropriation without compensation, then that could be a great opportunity for government to finally make use of this land to distribute it to the most vulnerable in society rather than targeting productive private land. Now, of course, if that land does in fact belong to someone from whose family it was seized during the apartheid era, that land must be restituted to that family or that person. But of course, compensation needs to be paid to the current owner because they are not to blame for what the government did 50, 60 years ago. So the opportunity really lies therein to almost strengthen property rights by amending the Constitution, to say that we take property rights seriously. And part of that is if there is a matter of restitution, we'll do it. There will be compensation. But when it comes to redistribution, we will target state land and maybe abandoned land. And that is really what we want to see. We want to see an amendment that strengthens human rights in the Constitution rather than undermines them.
As we saw with the recent case involving Eskom and a local municipality seizing over 180 farms that were owned by that local municipality, there is a lot of land sitting under government control that can be used for those very purposes. Very interesting. Martin van Staden, who is head of legal policy and research for the Free Market Foundation, talking about the issue of expropriation without compensation. Do tune into that webinar. It's going to be fascinating with Business Leadership South Africa tomorrow as we look to turn this from an investor concern into an investment opportunity.